This morning, I want to ask you a very important question. This might be the most important question that you could ever ask. The question is this: Who is God? Who is God? To answer this question, most Bible students will correctly refer to 1 John 4:8, where the Apostle John described God as saying, "God is love. God is love." In the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, God also described himself as love. It says in Exodus 34, 6 and 7, "And God passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, 'The Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin.'" God described himself as abounding in love and maintaining love. Friends, God was explaining himself. This morning, I want to look at a simple yet profound reality that we need to embrace about God's love. God's love is personal. Brethren, God is not an impersonal being. He is not like the absent parent who occasionally checks in on his children. He is not a distant lawgiver who only wants to control you. Honestly, God is better, kinder, and infinitely more loving and gracious than anyone you've ever met. There is no analogy, there is no metaphor that could ever do him justice. Let us look at two scriptural examples of just how personal God's love really is. In Jeremiah 31:3 it says, "The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, 'I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness.'" And in John 15:12, Jesus Christ says, "My command is this: love each other as I have loved you." Yes, God loves the whole world, but he does so by loving you and me. He knows your name. He knows my name. It was his love for you and for me that sent Jesus to the cross. His love covers every sin that you've ever committed or will commit in the future. When you come to understand this for yourself, your gratitude can overwhelm you. Friends, God loves you personally. And when you come to realize this, when you come to understand this, you will have the desire to follow the instructions of Jesus when he said in John 13:35, "By this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Amen.